Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, The Girl with All the Gifts, one of the most entertaining, underrated sci-fi films I've ever seen is this little gem. This flick follows a scientist and a teacher fighting to survive in a dystopian future, as they work to protect a mysterious young girl named Melanie. The girl has untold power, but the exact nature of the gifts she possesses remains to be seen to the greater population. This survival thriller is a truly intense film with plenty to love. The central performance from Xenia Nanua is incredible, and she's joined by an all-star cast including Patty Considine, Gemma Arterton, and Fuseo Akinade. That's before I mention a riveting supporting turn from the incomparable Glenn Close. Part horror, part sci-fi, this bloody film will keep you on the absolute edge of your seat. On Amazon Prime Video, Roadhouse, 2024. The underlying truth is this. The new iteration of Roadhouse serves as pure, big, dumb entertainment just like the 1980s Patrick Swayze film did. I highly doubt this slicker entry will end up with the same cult classic status, but there are worse ways to spend 2 hours than enjoying Jake Gyllenhaal, clad in colorful, open-style button-ups, protecting a dive bar from ruthless townies. In this update, Gyllenhaal plays classic character Dalton with a twist. He's recruited to protect a Florida bar, and happily does so for a big payday and a distraction from his tragic past as a UFC fighter. In a role that echoes the pain and dramatic depths of Gyllenhaal's previous effort Southpaw, we're given a performance with layers. That's a great start for a low-stakes action movie. He soon finds out things are more dire than he thought, as gangsters plan to force Roadhouse owner Frankie out of her building to demolish it and take control of the strip of road for a development. Lead by rich Ben Brandt and his prison-bound father, the group of bikers and thieves push Dalton to the brink, with the dirty cops in the town providing little aid. Dalton must find a way to free the town of turmoil and ensure everyone remains safe. Let me be clear, this is a B-movie all the way through, but it is intense fun. Gyllenhaal is joined by Daniela Melchior, Billy Magnussen, Jessica Williams, Lucas Gage, and Joaquin de Almeida, all of whom are game for the fun. While his physicality works, the weak spot in the cast is the villainous turn from clear non-actor and UFC alum Conor McGregor. That said, all in all, you can see the cinematography, camera angle choices, and playful direction from Doug Liman, The Bourne Identity, sure make for an above-par genre effort. The director actually boycotted this film because Amazon Prime refused to release it theatrically. It isn't high art, but I agree with Liman. This would have been a perfect escapism popcorn picture for the big screen. On Crave, The Prestige. I first saw this film at 16 years old, and met it with a head nod and a shrug. However, folks, this is the prime example of a film that blew me away upon a rewatch as an adult. Directed way back in 2006 by Christopher Nolan, now known for Oppenheimer, The Dark Knight, and Inception, this film actually marks one of the best in his filmography, and is definitely his most underrated. It follows two magicians in the 1890s London whose competition and hornlocking for fame leads to tragedy and untold consequences. This film is absolutely mesmerizing from start to finish, and I was so happy I had forgotten most of it. A story of rivalry, passion and the realization one's ambition can be their downfall is captivating. Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Scarlett Johansson, and Michael Caine are incredible. They're supported by Piper Perabo, Rebecca Hall, David Bowie, and Andy Serkis. When I tell you that this film will leave your jaw on the floor, I mean it. If you haven't seen it, make it an absolute priority. On Disney Plus, Taylor Swift. The Eras Tour. I'll start this recommendation with the admission that I am not, in fact, a major Swiftie. As a casual listener, I can happily say I have heard and enjoyed the hits, and I could always see the talent and artistry in her work. But seeing this concert experience changed everything. For 3.5 hours, I could not take my eyes off the screen. Swift takes you through her hits and deep cuts from each era, and her appreciation and care for her fans is clear from the jump. There's a genuine atmosphere about her that I really enjoyed. The sets, costume design, and fan service were off the charts, and this made for a truly incredible experience. It isn't hard to tell after watching this why people are so enthralled by a singer and artist whose lyrics are bar none the best in the business. I wasn't a Swiftie before, but after this film, I'd say I'm getting there. On Paramount Plus, Shutter Island. This is one of Martin Scorsese's most derided films, and I cannot for the life of me understand why. This gothic horror film is an absolute departure for a man best known for gangster pictures, but Scorsese has never met a genre he couldn't tackle with aplomb. Shutter Island follows U.S. Marshals Teddy and Chuck, who are sent to a remote island to search an asylum for an inmate who disappeared. Plagued by haunting memories and a tragic past, though, Teddy continues to be triggered by his surrounding while he searches for the truth. Leonardo DiCaprio is wonderful here, and Mark Ruffalo, Emily Mortimer, Ben Kingsley, and Michelle Williams are all incredible as well. Throw in two distinctive turns from Jackie Earle Haley and Elias Koteas, and that's an all-star cast. I've seen this movie more than 20 times, and I find something new I didn't notice previously on each and every viewing. I think it's a triumph, and believe you will too. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres.